Sagt der Mishnah und darf nun dalle damit beis an der Tab. Ein Chamor joitze bei Maidas, bis manche eine Kshura. A donkey cannot go with a Maidas, which we said was a saddle cover, bis manche eine Kshura, when it's not tied. Now we explained that to mean, the Gemara before, on Daf Nun Gimel, we said it means it wasn't tied on Erev Shabbos. If it's tied on Erev Shabbos, then the donkey could go with a saddle cover, because it's l'chamem. But if it's not tied before, so then we had numerous reasons why. Tosfos explained over there, Shem Rashi, that, and that's this Rashi over here, because it's not a malbush. If it's a malbush, then you would have tied it. If you're only waking up on Shabbos to tie it, that means it wasn't really a malbush, so that's why it's a masui. Then Tosfos brings other reasons over there, because if it's not tied before Shabbos, then it looks like you want to take it out. You want to take out michzikim iskam loitzas amedas. And Rav Peiras said another pshat is it looks like he's taking it to makom rachok. The Rishonim bring b'shem Yerushalmi that the reason why is because you mishtamish bebehem if you don't tie it before Shabbos. You have to bend over. You have to fidget with the animal and touch it. Mishtamish bebehema. We said the Goyin said because in Shreis Eliyahu it's brought down because if you tie it on Shabbos you can't make a keshel kayoma. And that's going to be loose, and then it might fall off, and then the owner might have to lift it in the Rishus Rabim. So these are the reasons why Ein Chamor Yoytze B'Madat B'Zman She'en Ekshura. It has to be tied before Shabbos. V'loy B'Zug Af B'Shapokuk. And he can't go with a bell, even though he stuffed the bell, and the clapper is not going to make noise and ring and ding. Because it looks like he's going to the marketplace. Who has a bell around his... And a cow has a bell to make it look nice, so it's presentable. So that looks like it's going to the market. V'loy b'sulam shebetzavoroi. Sulam shebetzavoroi is a small, the Gemara is going to explain, but it's a small little ladder. It's called a ladder. It's like a type of thing in case you want the animal not to bend and turn in different directions, right or left, because he has a wound. So you put some type of brace, which is called a ladder, in order that he shouldn't move. So all this is considered a masui. It's not a malbush. He can't go with it on Shabbos. V'loy b'tzua shebaragloi. Or he can't have a strap on his leg. The Gemara is going to explain the reasons for all these things. V'ein atana goylin, and likewise tana goylin, chickens cannot go b'chutin. V'ein atana goylin yoytzin b'chutin, which are strings. V'loy b'tzua shebaragloim, or straps around their legs. Different reasons the Gemara is going to say why these straps are considered a masui. What the purpose of these strings and straps are. And likewise, male, we're talking about schorim, male animals, cannot go with an agola, a little wagon, shalohen, under their tail. This wagon is, I guess, to protect the tail. So in order to protect the tail, you can't have this wagon that's considered a masui carrying on Rishus Rabim and Shabbos. The Schorim was talking about the rams, the rams. And this is talking about the Rechelim of the sheep. Yoitzeis chanunois. They cannot go chanunois. And the Gemara is going to say what chanunois is. Whatever. We'll see soon what it is. Ve'ena eagle yoitze begimoin. And likewise, an eagle cannot go with a gimon. A gimon is also a type of like a training yoke, a yoke that they put on him in order to train him to bend down, because that's how you want him eventually when he's plowing in the field. You want him to be under a yoke, so they train him a small yoke already, and when he's an eagle, so it can't be done on Shabbos. V'loy pora ba'or hakupor, and likewise a pora, a cow, cannot go with the hide of a kupar. Rashi says a kupar is a porcupine. Rashi calls it sheretz shenimov chadin kamachat. It has these needles coming out of him. Chadin kamachat. So it has the hide of a porcupine surrounding his udders, I think it is, in order that bugs shouldn't go there. So they... But that's all considered not a malbush. V'loy b'tzua sheben kanel, or to have a strap between its horns, which is also noya, we said is only muta when it's l'tzorich, when it's urche. This is not an urche dik noya, so it's also. Parasa she Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the part of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, hoisa yoitze beretzua she ben kanel. It used to go with the strap between its horns. Shaloi betzoyin chachomim. It was against the will of the chachomim. So here we see clearly that the part of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara is going to explain that it wasn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but he was a moicha on his neighbor's para. But on Kaponim, it's called al shmoi. Zok de Gemara, my timer. What's the reason? What's the reason you can't go with a madas if it's not kosher? And we said that means Merav Shabbos. Why can't I have this saddle cloth if it's not tied before Shabbos? And for the Gemara, kedah amaron, like we said on Daf Nun Gimel, meaning that if it's not kosher Merav Shabbos, Zok Drashi, the loy goli me'et mol sheyetzricha lekach sheyehelo lemalbush. Here Rashi is saying, if you don't tie it before Shabbos, then it was not a malbush. It couldn't have been a malbush. If it's a malbush, then he would have tied it before Shabbos. Then it's a masui. Now, like we said, Tosfos over there brings the other reasons. Zok de Gemara. Zok de Gemara. V'loy bezuk af bishu pokuk. And he can't have a bell, even though it's stuffed. What's the reason if it's stuffed? It's not making noise. There's no hashmas koil. Zog the Gemara, mishum de michzi, it looks like Commander Ozzy lechinga, like he's going to the market. Because that's the derech, zog Rashi, v'toilin loy zug lahana osoy, to make it look nicer. Now, Tosfos over here points out, mishum de michzi, Commander Ozzy lechinga, Aval masui enoi. It's only because of michzi. The Gemara is saying the whole reason you can't have this bell that is pop, even though it's pakuk, even though it's stuffed, is because it looks like it's going to the market. Marisayin. Why? What about masui? Maybe it's a load that's not necessary. So Tosfos says it's not a masui. The second Tosfos says, why? Mishum she bottle agav afser. It's bottled to the afser. It's tied to the leash. Umishum dilma nofil nami leiko. And maybe say it might fall off and then you might lift it. We're talking about that it's woven in. So it's only because of Maris Ayin. So the Achronim point out the Shach in Yoridea Pei Zayin, he brings a right from here that even by an Issa de Rabbonon, because here it's Mekach Memka, the whole Mekach Memka is only Issa de Rabbonon. So by an Issa de Rabbonon, there's also Maris Ayin. You might think Maris Ayin by an Issa de Raisa. That's what the Mashmoyos of the Rama over there is. But by an Issa de Rabbonon, maybe there's no Maris Ayin. Here we see where Goyze, Maris Ayin, even by an Issa de Rabbonon. Michsi command ozel lechinga. Zog de Gemara, beloy besulam shebet savoroi. Likewise, he can't have this ladder, which is by his neck, in order that it shouldn't turn his neck to the right and to the left. Omar Avhuna Beilua. Beilua means Sekoshkin Eitzal Alechi Zagdashi. That means you tie it by the cheek, and that's where you place it. Zagdi Gemara, Lamai Avdele, what's the purpose of having this thing by the cheek? Lehecha de Isle Maka. If it has a wound, the Lahoder Chayet Bey. The Lahoder Chayechlo. The Lahoder Chayech Bey. That in order that it shouldn't turn his neck to the right or to the different directions, so Memela, that's where we place it over here. Now, why do we say Rashi Bavon Zekasha? We know that we said before that if he has a sprain, you're allowed to have two pieces of wood tied around the leg in order that it shouldn't bend. And over there we said it's mutter. So why over here do we not say that it's mutter? It's also a wound that you're putting a ladder by the cheek. So Rashi v'chshuvim yoyisim k'shishim. This ladder sprint is more important, is more choshev than the kshishin. Shal gabi hashever. V'noflu chayis alayu mais lo b'shgoga. Since over here it's more choshev, since the ladder is more choshev, so if it falls, if it drops, if it breaks, he might forget and lift it because it's expensive. So memela, this splint, he's going to pick up. Mashenk and the kshishin are pieces of wood. That is not chayish, that he's going to pick it up. So memela won't take it b'shgoga. Zog the Gemara Vaito, V'loy b'rtzua sheveragloi, and it can't have a strap that you have around its leg, Sagt Gemara, the Ovid Leila Gizra. It's made Le Gizra. So Rashi says, Shepsiyosek Tzorim. We're talking about that his steps are very small. So the legs knock one another. So you place this thing in order, the strap, in order that the legs shouldn't bang against one another. So again, this is considered a masui, and it's not considered a malbush. Now, the Chayyadim says that if the Ritzua is in order that it shouldn't run away, so then he says, then it's a malbush. Because then it's not a masui. Then it's for the toivil, the toivosam, it's for their benefit. I guess here it's not so much for their benefit as much as them running away. If they run away, they don't have someone to take care of them. So then the Ritzua is mutter. The Ritzua shalai yivachu is mutter. The Ritzua shalai, that they shouldn't, shalai mikashin, that it shouldn't bang, makshishin, that it shouldn't bang against one another, shemenakshin zubizuzak rashi, that he says is also. That the Gemara says is also. Zok the Gemara, ve'ena tanegoylim yoytzim b'chutin, tanegoylim cannot go with chutin, those strings that go around their legs. Zok the Gemara, what's the purpose of these strings? The avdele simona kehech lo lichlefu. They have this simon, so a person should know which one is his tanegol. You know, when you go sometimes to the airport, you have a strap, a string around your luggage. I have a red one, a reuter bentel, a blue one. This type, the same thing over here. A ratzua they have is chutin, keech lo lichlefu, shouldn't be mixed up with tanegoylis chavreihem. V'loy b'ratzua. And likewise, they can't wear the strap around their legs. What's the purpose of the strap? The avdalei, keech deloy litvri mani. In order that they shouldn't break mani. They shouldn't break. You know, Tanagolim, Mom Bava Kama says that Tanagolis can jump and it can break Kalim. So you have this strap in order that it shouldn't break Mani. On this, the Chayodim Sakataka says, on this, on the Tanagolim that have the straps in order to break Mani, that's a Masui. But a Tanagolim that have straps in order that it shouldn't run away, so that's already considered a Malbus with that's Latoivosom. Breaking the Mani is for your benefit. Mashaking the straps that it shouldn't run away is for them. So that already is considered a Malbush. And not a masui, anything for them is considered a malbush if it's for their benefit. Like their netirusa. Zok the Gemara ve'en aschorim yoytzim agolo. And the male rams cannot go with an agolo with a wagon. Kechdo lechamten al yoso. What's the purpose of this wagon and their tail? Kechdo lechamten al yoso. In order that the alia, the tail, shouldn't get scratched. So that again, this obviously is something that's considered a masui. And it's not necessary, and it's an added masri, that's also. Ve'ena chelim yoitzis chanunois. We said the sheep cannot go chanunois. What is chanunois? Zog di gemorah, Yosef v'vachaba ule kamed, Rav Kizav Yosef v'komar. Mishoshe goizin oiso, when they share the wool of the sheep, toimnim loy azak b'shemen. So they dip an azak in shemen, meaning it's a type of cloth or cotton that they dip into oil. They place it on the forehead of the sheep, so it shouldn't catch a cold. So you put dipped in oil, cotton dipped in oil on the forehead of the sheep. You know, like a person has a fever, you put on the forehead a cold blanket or a cold towel. So over here is you put a oily piece of cotton, so shouldn't catch a cold. I guess after you shear the wool, it has catch a chill. If that's the case, then you're treating this sheep like my ukva. Meaning, Zogt Rashi, Nihakta b'rochel zu, you're treating the sheep, chshivuso shal my ukva, sheyo osher, v'abezin, v'chideh chshivuso lekach. So that's not the norm. You're telling me something which only a ma'ukva would have such a sheep that was an osher and a bezin. That's not derech shivusa. That's not done to a sheep. Elo zok demoro Yosef rapopa b'shmul kameder avchizda v'Yosef v'komar b'shoshi karas leilet. When the sheep is about to give birth, so toimin lo shnei azikin, we take two pieces of cotton shel shemen, dip it into oil, u'minich lo echad al padachta v'echad al rechem. And place one of them on the forehead and one of them on the rechem of this sheep that's about to give birth. Why? In order that it should be mischamim. Now again, since this is not the derech, so that's considered it's considered a masui, and that's why it's also to have this on Shabbos.
What was wrong with the first shot?
The first Rebbe is saying that not just not the derech. This is not done. Period. My ukva. If you're rich like my ukva, then maybe you treated other. But here we're saying now, you know what? Something more common when it gives birth. Gives birth, every time he shared a wool, you're not going to put the shemen on his forehead. When it gives birth, okay, maybe. But then Gemara says, no, because that's again. Zok Gemara, Omele Rav Nachman, Im Keno Sisi Yalso. Gemara is again a tchia. Zok Rashi Yalso, Ishto Shel Rav Nachman, a very choshev lady, Yalso. So Gemara is saying in an expression that it's not negeya, this is not done. This is, you're making the sheep out like Yalso, like the wife of Rav Nachman. You don't get such a royal treatment. Every time they give birth, they think they dip two pieces of cotton, one in the forehead and one in the Beis HaRechem. Elam Ravuna. It has to be something practical that the Mishnah is going to say. That's done. And it can't be done on Shabbos. Elam Ravuna. Eitz Echot Yesh B'Karcha Yam. There's a tree. It's in the Karcha Yam in the far off islands. V'chanun Shmoy. And the name of the tree is called the Chanun. U'mevi'in Kisom. And you take a twig from that tree called Chanun, umenichla bechoitma, and you place this twig inside the nostril of the sheep, kedesha tisatesh, in order that it should sneeze, veyiplu dani roisha, and the worms, dani zakrashi teloim, and the worms that are on the head of the sheep should shake off. When you give a sneeze, you give a gazunta sneeze, so it shakes off the worms. That is the purpose. Now on Shabbos, that's called a masui. Frek the Gemara, well, only females. Only the chelim have this. And that's the chanun. Chanunois. Iochi schorim nami. What? Schorim don't have worms, taloyim, that you have to shake them off and make them sneeze? So come on, no. Came in the megan chischorim ba'dodi. Since schorim, male rams, like to fight one another. So they're always knocking one another with their heads. So mele, the worms fall off automatically. Memele noflun. So they don't need this remedy of causing them to sneeze. Zog the Gemara, Shimon Nezira Omar Kisma de Ritma. Shimon Nezira says it was a Kisma de Ritma. Zog Rashi, Kisim Shal Roitim Shem Nichla Bechoitim. It's a Kisim of Roitim that they place in the nostril. Now, and that's called Chanunois. Zog the Gemara, Bishlem de Ravuna, according to Ravuna's Teretz, that it's a tree called Chanun. Hanek Tonic Chanunois, because the name of the tree is Chanun, so Mela, a twig of that is called Chanunois. Elo l'rabbonon my chanunois. According to Rabbonon, why is it called chanunois? So Gemara, the avdin la milsa, the merachmin alayu. It's a lashon of chanun. I have pity on the sheep. I don't want the sheep to have all these lice and worms and taloim on the head. So what do? I do something, I'm a racham on it. I'm a chanun on it. So that's what's called chanunois. I place this kisem shel roitim in the nostril so it will sneeze. The avdin la milsa, the merachmin alayu. Zogt die Gemara, ve'ena egel yotze begimoin. A calf cannot go with a gimoin. We said it's a type of training yoke that they a small one that they place on him so it should cause himself and train himself to bend down. Zogt die Gemara, my egel begimoin. Omer avunen baniro, omer abeloza, my mashma da hagimoin, lishna de makef. How do we know that it's a yoke that makes him bend down? Dichsiv, halakoyv ka'agmoin roishoi. Halakoyv ka'agmoin roishoi. So we see clearly that the pasuk is referring about that you bend down your head. So over here also, it's this training yoke that causes it to bend down its head. V'loy pora ba'oira kupar. And likewise, a cow cannot go with the hide of a porcupine around its udders because that's considered a masui. Zogma, what's the purpose? The avdele kechdele lemitzuye yali. It's in order that these yali are types of bugs should not go and suck out milk from its udders. Veloy b'ritzua sheben kaneho. And likewise, it can't have this ritzua, this strap between its horns, which is noi. Zogma, we had a machlokes earlier in Dafnun Beis. If noi is, everyone agrees that noi was osur. The question was that even nitirusi yiserto. That was the machlokes. Zog the mother, ila rav the omar that said, bein le noi, bein le shamer osur. Rav said that noi is osur and le shamer is osur. So a male over here also, it's noi. So there's no question that either way it's osur. Ubein Lishmuel, and Sarah Kong to Shmuel that said that Lenoy is also, Lashame is Mutter. So Lashame he was Mater. But Lenoy he agreed that was also. So either way, Kong to both of them, this is a type of Noy that is also. Dr. Rashi, why are you going to him as Ishtamer Osir? The Chol Nitrusi said to Amrino Masihu. He held that Nitrusi said as Osir. And Rav said, no, Nitrusi said as not. But they both agreed that Noy is Osir. Zog di Gemara, Porosa Shere Belozer Ben Azaya. The Mishnah said at the end that the part of Belozer Ben Azaya went with the strap between the horns, Shaloi Bitzin Chachomim, even though it's the Noy and it should be Osir. Zog di Gemara, the Chada Porah Havala. The Belozer Ben Azaya had one Porah. His one para. Va'omer Rav, Amil Omer Rav, Yidom Rav. Treisar Alfe Agle Havem Aser Rav Loz Ben Azayim Adrei Kol Shaito. 12,000 agolim. He gave Meiser. Meiser means 1/10. That means he had 120,000 paras every year that gave birth. Now a para doesn't last 1 year. That means every year they gave birth to an eagle. That means how many paras did he have? Millions upon millions in his eder. Because he gave 12,000 paras meiser every year. That means he had at least 120,000 gave birth every year. Every year, that means he had millions of paras. So you tell me, his parah, Shere Belozer Ben Azaya, he had one parah. Treisa Alfa Agli have a meiser, Shere Belozer Ben Azaya, Ma'adu Kol Shata V'Shaita. Zogim HaTonah Loi Shaloi Hoise, it wasn't his. Ela Shal Shechenosa Hoise, it was his neighbor's. Umitoich Shalei Micha Bo, since he was in Moicha, in her, Nikras Ashmoy, it's called on after him. So from here we see a raya that who was he supposed to be moichan on his neighbor? Neighbor, what kind of neighbor? Zokta Gemara, bo, a lady. So we see over here that the is of Shvisas Behema, because that's the whole purpose over here. Having a noy, which is a masu, is the is of Lamanya Nuach, Shvisas Behema. Well, Shvisas Behema is a mitzvah's essay. Rabbi Kivega, in the beginning of the paragraph, we spoke it out. Kivega says, is the din of Shvisas Behema a mitzvah's essay, Shazman Groma, and woman should be potter? Because after all, they're chayev on essays because of hukash zocha l'shomar. So they're chayev on kiddush, which is an essay. Lois says, of course they're chayev on. But essay, maybe it's man groma, Shabbos, it's man groma. So we say, no, it's hukash zocha l'shomar, they're chayev on kiddush. What about other essays? And that's the Sofak of Vega. Here we see al kaponim, that's the tutzdodim. Here we see that he was a moich on her, and it was v'loi, what's it called? So the Chachomim held you have to be moich on her. That means a woman is obligated on Shvisas Behema, even though it's a mitzvah essay of Leman Yanuach. It's not the lav. Lav we said is lav de mechamer. Tais in the beginning says that's from the different pasuk. That's Loi Sasa Malocha Ato Ve'Emtecha. Mashenkin the Leman Yanuach is a mitzvah essay. Shvisas Behema. So we see that a woman is obligated on a mitzvah essay of Leman Yanuach. Now could be Rabbi Loza Ben Azaya was a moicha. Maybe he held the other tzad. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya held the tzad that maybe a woman is not mechuyev. He was a moicha. But upon him, not being moicha is a din of a cheach techiach. And the pasuk says a cheach techiach v'loy sisa olav chet. Is mashma if you're not mechiach, then it's tisa olav chet. The Ramban, the Shai Tshuva bring this. Then it's considered like it's your chet. And kol yisrael agavim zelazeh. So it's considered one unit. So meli yitaka, it's nikal shmoi. That's why it's called nikal shmoi in the Mishnah. Zogma, similarly, Rav Reb Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chabiva, masni bikula de seyde moyed, kol ki haizuga, whenever it's mentioned, the zug of Rav Reb Chanina, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chabiva, they used to say, chalufa Rav Yochanan, ma'al Rav Yonison. In its place, they place Rav Yonison instead of Rav Yochanan. Whoever could be moicha on the people in his household, v'loy micha, and he's not moicha on their sin, nitvas al anshe beisoy, he is punished. It's called after him, anshe beisoy. Zogt Rashi, nena shal averes shabiyodon, anshe iro. If you could have an effect on the people of your city, and you don't, and you're not moicha, nitvas anshe iro. Then he's punished. He's nenash on the sin of the city inhabitants. B'chol ha'olam kula, if you have the ability to be moicha on the ganze welt, nitzvah ha'kol ha'olam kula hi. Om ra'popa v'hani d'vei Reish Galusa, and the people of Reish Galusa, which were very powerful, and they were able to have an effect on the ganze welt, nitzvahzu al kule alma. They were nitzvahs on the oven of the ganze door. Ki ha'odam rabchanina ma'iduk siv, Hashem b'mishpat yovayim ziknei amoy v'sorov, im sorim chotu. If the sorim sinned, so what did the zkenim son come into the picture? Tafnun heo med alev, zkenim zagdashi sanhedrin ma'chotu. The punishment is on the skin of the word moich on the sorim. And that's considered nitvas al anshei doiroi. We'll stop over here at the top of Nun Hei Omed Aleph.